Okay, today's daf is at daf kuf hazayim. We begin the 13th parak of Maseches Yevamos. So now the Mishnah begins as follows. The parak begins a machlokas, several machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So the Mishnah begins Beis Shammai Omer Me'ein Memanin Ela Arusas. Mian is only allowed to be performed for an Arusa. We'll see why that is in the Gemara. And Beis Hillel Omer Arusos Unesuos. He felt it could apply to both the Arusa and even an Unesua. If a Ketan is married to someone, she may perform Mian. Only with a baal may one perform min, but once there's yibum by a yavam, one cannot perform min. And Beis Hillel omrim bibal ubiyavam. Beis Shammai omrim bifanav, it can only be min, she could perform only in the presence of the husband. And Beis Hillel omrim bifanav v'shelo bifanav. And Beis Shammai omrim bibezdin only, but Beis Hillel omrim bibezdin u'shelo bibezdin. So amulem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says the Beis Shammai mimenes v'ketana. That she could perform min multiple times. She could get married and remarried and remarried and do min many times so long as she's a katana. And Amulem Beishamai says, Ain benos sell hefker, benos are not hefker. We don't let her continue to get married multiple times. Ella, mima enes, umasmenes, ad shetagdil vitimayin vitinase. In other words, she does min and she cannot get remarried until she becomes a gadola. And she does mean a second time. We'll see why she does mean a second time, but only one time. You have one chance that Katana gets married, she does mean. If she does mean, even though she's 10, let's say, she cannot get married a second time, according to Beis Shammai, until she becomes a gadola. So what is this machlokas, the first machlokas in the Mishnah, whether mean can be performed only as a rusa or even a rusa unisua? Gemara says four different reasons why Beis Shammai limits it to only an arusa. The first reason is as follows. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel. My tamayu de Beis Shammai. What's the reason why Beis Shammai says only by arusa can one perform miun? The fi she'ein tanai b'nisun. There are no tanaim. Tanaim do not work by nisun. By kedushin, one's out to do hariat mekudesh le'amanas whatever. But by nisun, tanai doesn't work. And vi nisua timayin. If it's true that by nisua a katana could perform miun, also lemeimar yesh tanai b'nisun. People are going to suggest, oh, the reason why they ended the relationship is because it was dependent on a Tanai, and the Tanai doesn't really work. Rather, Tanai does work. A Tanai works by Nisun, and that's why they're no longer married. So you might think in other instances, it's also a Tanai, but that's not really true. Just look at Rashi to explain a little bit further. Rashi says in the Gemara, Lefi she'ein Tanai mo'il ben Nisun shel gedola. The klal is, Tanai doesn't work by Nisun. V'yafilu havilei Tanai b'shas kedushin. Even had they gotten kedushin, the kedushin was performed with the Tanai, and the Tanai was never fulfilled, but they went ahead and got married anyways, even though the Tanai wasn't fulfilled. Achuli achle b'shas bia v'chuppah. When there's bia and chuppah, that was an understood, it was an implicit mechila that they don't care about the Tanai anymore. Had they rejected that by the Kedushin, then the Tanai would have stood and the Kedushin would have been chal. But the fact that they moved ahead and had bia and chuppah, that means they don't care about the Tanai, and it was they accepted it. And the chayle kedushin kamai, that would mean the kedushin that was initially there was chal as well. However, says Rashi, v'amris, if you're going to suggest that nesua katana timain, that a katana who gets married may still opt out of that marriage, lo yode inche, people don't know the mishum kat nesu. They don't know that because she's a young girl that miyun ended the marriage. They're going to suggest, ela amru, they're going to say, Tano havla b'nisun, must have been there was a Tanai when they got married. We saw the chuppah, but it was made on condition of a Tanai. We asked the maim, they're going to say, oh, there must have been a Tanai that they didn't fulfill, so that nisun didn't work. And yesh tanai b'nisun gadol. They're going to assume in general a Tanai does work by nisun, but that's not really true. So therefore, because of this concern, Beis Shammai says, by nisua, you're not allowed to perform min. So Gemara says, okay, that's all true because there is a implicit mechila by the bia. But let's say nichnasa l'chuppah v'lo nivela, ma'ikah member. Let's say there was a chuppah, but they hadn't had bia. There's no yicha, there's no bia yet, but there's a nichnasa l'chuppah. In that case, according to Beis Shammai, miyun should actually work in that case, because the only reason why we say, again, they got married, the kedushin was al tanai. And when the kedushin was al tanai, they got married, and then there was a mechila by the chuppah, by the bia. But if there's no bia, there's no mechila on the Tanai. So the fact that there was only a chuppah but not bia, so then there's no concern of there ever being a Tanai in that situation. So maybe we should allow min to take effect when there's only chuppah and not yet bia. So my ikla meimar, the Gemara says, you're right. Even though there is no bia, and there's no mechila, implicit mechila from the bia, but still, lefi she'ein Tanai b'chuppah. Nobody wants it to be Tanai b'chuppah either. That's also the case. If you look at Rashi writes, lefi she'ein Tanai b'chuppah, V'i amris, if you're going to say ketana shenichnas al chuppa v'lo nivla timarin, if you allow min by chuppa, even though there's no bia, amri, they're going to say there's a tanai havile. It must have been a tanai. That's why they ended the relationship. V'yasa the memer yesh tanai b'chuppa. So what's going to happen is tanai doesn't work by chuppa either. Just like it doesn't work by nesuin with bia, it doesn't work by chuppa either. And for that reason, we don't allow min bein ben nesua bein b'chuppa. So the Gemara then says, okay, what about Maser Ha'av Yishluchei Ha'bal Ma'ik L'Meimra? A father is allowed to perform a nisuin on behalf of his daughter to a shliach of the Baal, even though there's no chuppah. So there's no chuppah, there's no anything else, there's no bia. So Ma'ik L'Meimra, in that case, really, there's no chashash of there being a tanai. Maybe in that situation, we should allow Mian to take effect. Look at Rashi, decent-sized Rashi. Rashi writes, Maser Ha'av. Maser Av L'Shluchei Ha'bal Ma'ik L'Meimra. If he gives his daughter to the agent of the husband, Inami Asa L'Meimar Tanai B'mol B'Mesira Shapir Kamri Shrei Ein Kan Chiba Tanei Ma'achle L'Tanai L'Kedushin. So even if there is a Tanai that does take effect by the Mesira, by her, him handing over her to the husband, still there is no Chiba, there is no Chupa or no Bia to have their implicit Tanai in that situation. So no one's going to assume the reason why the marriage was ended because of Tanai and their mocha on the Tanai. There's no reason for Mechila in this case. There's no Bia and there's no Chuppah. Why they end the relationship? It must be not because of Tanai. They ended it because of Mian. So there's no Chashash of anyone saying there's a Tanai by Nisun. Gemara says, you're right. Ein Hachanami. But in the end of the day, lo plug Rabban. They want to make any distinctions. Whenever there's any level of Nisun, so Beishame says you're not allowed to apply Mian, lest one suggests that there is a Tanai by Nisun. So that was a bit of a tricky explanation. The other ones will be a bit easier. And Beis Hillel's response to all this is, no one's going to suggest this. Even if the Katana goes ahead and gets married, and she performs a Miyun, no one's going to suggest the reason why the marriage was over because of Tanai. No! Everybody knows she's 11 years old, she's a Katana, and that's only a Din Dirbanan, and she has the option to opt out, so there's no chashash of anyone saying there's a Tanai, and therefore, by Nisuin even, says Beis Hillel, one can invoke Miyun. So then the Gemara suggests a second explanation why Beis Shammai says Mian only applies to Arusa. Rabbi Yosef Damri Tivai, they both explain. Taimer de Beis Shammai lefishe ein adam osa bilaso bilas znus. Nobody wants to have their bia be considered a bia znus. They only want to have it in the context of a marriage or a relationship. But to have it called bia znus, no one wants that. And therefore what? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi writes around 10 narrow lines up, lefishe ein adam v'chule, rabbanan takini nisun lekatana. Rabbanan allowed a katana to get married, even though midiraisa they're not the bardas yet. Kadesh lo yinhagu bahet minhag hefker. We don't want people to treat girls as a minhag hefker. Kedamr lekaman becheresh shanasa. The amris b'me'enes. If we say that means allowed when she gets married, mimne v'lo naspele. No one's going to marry her. The ain adam rotsa lasos bilasa bilas nus. No man wants their bia to be rendered as nus. Umeakri takanta their bun. What's going to happen is Ruvain, who's a gadol, is going to marry the katana. But then if he knows the Katana has the option of ending that marriage to Mian, turns out retroactively their Bia was Bia's Nus. He doesn't want to be involved in Bia's Nus retroactively even, and therefore they're going to refuse to get married, so that's why we don't allow Mian for Nisuin according to Beis Shammai. So Gemara says, okay, what about Nichnas HaLechuppah V'lo Nivela? Michael Mabra, let's say they have Chuppah. You get married to a girl, Katana, with only Chuppah, but there's no Bia. So if there's no Bia, there's no concern of Bia's Nus. So Gemara says, still lo nichalei de teve chuppah de yisura. A chuppah is miyuchad for bia. So even though there's no bia in the end of the day, he doesn't want there to be a chuppah that ends up being to a girl he's not married to anymore. I mean, if she pulls out the rug and she ends it with the miyun, turns out the chuppah was to a girl who was not motutim, it was subject to a bias nus. So even though there's no actual bia, it's miyuchad bia. He doesn't want that to be considered retroactively a chuppah le bias nus. So then the Gemara says, okay, what about Maser Av L'Shluchei Baal, Ma'ik L'Meimer? We're just handing her over to the agent of the Baal, but there's no Chuppah, there's no Bia, there's no Chashash of any form of Bia's Nus, Ma'ik L'Meimer, to which the Gemara answers, Lopluk, they wanted to make no distinctions. Whenever it comes to any level of Nisuin, they assert it for the basis of Bia's Nus. And the Gemara then says, Beis Hillel responds and says, no, Kevan Di'ika Kedushin V'Ksuba Lo Asi L'Meimer De'Bilasa Bias Nus. No one's going to suggest it's Bias Nus. In other words, even though the Ketana in the end, after getting married, did do Mian, and she ended it, but it was predicated on first there being a Kedushin, and then there's a Ksuba, no one's going to start saying this man was involved in Bias Nus, because it had these the context of Kedushin and Ksuba, and there's no real Chashash of this being considered Bias Nus, and won't discourage someone from marrying a katana. So then the Gemara says a third reason why Beis Shammai says that it only works by Erisin. But Papa Amar, time the Beis Shammai Mishim Piri, because of the fruit. And time the Beis Hillel also Mishim Piri, also because of the fruit. What does that mean? Because when a person gets married, so then the husband is allowed to have the fruit of the Nichse Malug, the property that she brings into the relationship. Once there's marriage, so she's allowed to, rather, he's allowed to start eating from the fruit. So what's that concern here? So Beis Shammai says, Taimid Beis Shammai Mishim Piri, because of the fruit. The Amris Nesua, if we say that by a Nesua, she can Timon, she can utilize Mion, Shamit Ve'achalo Minei, the self will make a kaima. He's going to ignore, disregard the property of Nichsa Malug, and he's going to eat all the food and not care for it properly because he says, you know what? In the end of the day, she might just end this relationship, so I may as well just take advantage of all the food I could possibly get, and because knowing she might end it, and therefore he wouldn't, he's going to ruin the property. So for that reason, we don't want that to happen. So once they get marriage, Mion is off the table, according to Beis Shammai, lest the husband ruin the fruit, ruin the property. Beis Hillel says the complete opposite. Beis Hillel says that Beis Hillel Adarabba came in Damer's Timarin. Once he knows there's a possibility she might end this relationship, he has to be very careful that she doesn't end the relationship. So what did he do to stay on her good side? Ashbuche Mishbachlu. He's going to enhance the property, make it good. Savor, he felt, he'll think, Di'i lo aitale krove. This way, her older siblings and the relatives won't advise her, umafke minit, to divorce, to end the relationship in the Mion. So this actually encourages him to take care of the fruit, to take care of the property, a completely different perspective and angle than that of Beis Shammai. That's the third reason why Beis Shammai says it only applies to Arusa. And the fourth and final reason, the Gemara is Rava Amar Hainu Tami de Beis Shammai Shein Adam Tarech Besuda Umafsida. Nobody wants to make a whole big wedding and find out the next day she's ending the relationship. He's not going to get married to her anymore, knowing he'll spend thousands of dollars and it's going to end. So therefore, he said, once in marriage, case closed, means off the table. Beis Hillel Tarayu Nichalu Kdei Delefek Alayu Kala Deishus. Interesting svar. Beis Hillel says, no, they both want to have a reputation that they got married. Even though she might end it, he's willing to put all the money out and pay thousands of dollars for this in the suin, even though she might end it. The fact that he had the chalos of being married once, he's a reputable guy, that's good enough for him, and he's willing to spend the money. So these are the four reasons, again, why Beis Shammai says it only applies to Arusa, and Beis Hillel argues. So now the Gemara says, last few lines of the page here. Beis Shammai omrim bibal. Beis Shammai allowed Mion only to work in the context of a baal, a husband, a regular husband, but by a yavam, when she loses her husband, she falls to the yavam, one cannot use Mion. And Beis Hill says, bein baal, bein yavam. So Amar Rebbe Oshaya, mima'enes lima'amaro, veinu mima'enes lizikaso. So according to Beis Hillel, who allows it to be applied to a Yavam, it doesn't work for all the pieces of that relationship. It only works for the Maimer, not for the Zika. So let's say there's a Yavam. The Yavam has a Zika to the Yavama, the Katana now, but then the Yavam performs a Maimer. So now it's a Zika on top of a Maimer. So now she invokes Mion. The Mion only works to release the Maimer element, but the Zika still exists and she still has to have Chalitza to affect and to address the Zika. Look at Rashi. Rashi writes four or five lines up or so. Amar Rebbe Oshaya Memenes Lamamar, or Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, he says, the Amri Memenes B'Yavam. He says that Mion does work by Yavam. The Mamaro Memenes, it only works for the Maimer. Shim also by Maimer for the Yavam. Before Maimer to her, so then Mimaenes Mion works for the Maimer, Vokaraso, and uproots the Maimer, Shol Teitricha Get Lamamar. There's no need for a get to address the Maimer, the Mion addresses that Maimer. However, with respect to the Zika, about La Chalitza, she bishvil Zika lo akra, you still need the Chalitza to address the Zika, which was not affected by the Mion. So that's Rebbe Shai's understanding within the world of Beis Hillel. Why is this the case? So Amar Rav Chis, Rav Chis explains Shitas Rebbe Shai, my time, and what's the reasoning of the Rebbe Shai? Maimer, the Medaito, Matsu Akra, that Zika, the Balkar Chalo Matsu Akra. Because Maimer, which the Yavam did willingly, so Mion, which is also done willingly, can address each other. The Mion, which is Medaito, can address the Maimer, which is Medaito. Zika, which comes by Karcho, the husband dies, it happens automatically from Mishamayim, so that cannot be affected by a Mion, which is Medaito, the two different worlds. So Gemara says, Bahare Bia Debal Karcho. But then if Bia is performed, if the Yavam is Baal on the Yavama, we know Baal Karcho, we learned already, it works. And yet still, going on to Kuf Zayin and Mebeis now, Matsya Akra, it can be uprooted. If you look at Rashi in the top line, Rashi writes, Matsya Akra, Shlo Teitricha Get Lebiaso, So Amri Beis Hillel be Yavam Dumyo Dibal. In other words, Beis Hillel says if they get married, if the Yavam gets married to the Yavama, then Mian actually would work and the relationship. So how can Mian uproot the Bia if the Bia is Baal Karcho and the Mian is Medaito? If it's able to uproot the Bia, which is Baal Karcho, it should be able to uproot also the Zika, which also comes Baal Karcho. So Mar says, you're right. Ella Bia Umaymer Duhu Kavid Matzi Akra. Zika Dirachmana Ramala Lo Matzi Akra. It's not a question of it comes willingly or unwillingly against the will. It's a question of where does it come from or who does it come from? So since Bia and Mimer, it's a Kavid that he does the act of Bia, he does the act of Mimer, so she could act it. It's B'nai Adam talking to each other. But the Zika, which comes from Shemai, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Mian is not able to affect, and that's why it doesn't work for the Zika. That's all the Shita of Rabbi Shaya. Comes along Ula, and Ula argues. He says, no, when Beis Hillel says that Mian works for Mimer, Mian works for Yavam rather, it doesn't only work for Mimer, but it also works for the Zika. Says Ula, three lines down in Amud Beis here. Ula Amar Mima'enes Af LeZikaso. He even addresses the Zika element. My time, what's the reason? Nisu Kamai Kakram. The Mian is not applied to the current relationship to Zika. The Mian is actually going back to her first husband. Now, even though her first husband died, the Ketana is married to Reuven. Reuven dies, the Ketana falls to Shimon. She now performs Mian. Mian's not going to Yavam Shimon. Mian's going to her dead husband Reuven. So once it uproots the Nisu Kamai, Memela, there's no Zika to even speak of. It's not directly addressing the Zika, it's addressing the Nisu Kamai, and that's why the Mian works for the Yavam entirely. So asks Gemara. Asive Ravalu, Laruva asks the following question from the mission, the beginning of the Masechta, the first mission, that long mission, and that Beis. Kol Shiyuchola Lima'in, V'lo Mi'ana, anybody who, Yibum, rather Mian, can be performed, but it was not performed, but it was able to be performed. Tzarasa Choletes V'lo Misavemes. So imagine the Yavam falls to the Katana, Katana falls to the Yavam. That Katana can perform Mian, in theory, and opt out. And then her Tzara could go ahead and get married to the Yavam. So let's say again, the Yavam and Ketana are related to each other. So now he can't perform Yibam to his niece, let's say. Memela, the Tzara is also Aser. But let's say that Ketana could just perform Mian and remove herself from this relationship. So then the Yavam could marry the Tzara because he's not related to the Tzara at all. So that's why normally when it comes to a Erva who's in a Tzara, you don't know Chalitz at all. They go completely Pater. But when the Yavama is a Ketana with Mian, we don't say she goes scot-free. The Tzara requires at least a Chalitza in this case because Mian can be performed. So the Gemara says again, Kol Sheichol L'Main, if the Erva is a Ketana where, again, Mian could be performed, V'lo Miana, the Tzarasa, her co-wife, it requires Chaletas V'lo Misavemes. V'amai, why? T'Main Hashta, let her do Mian right now. V'takrinu l'nisu kamai, and undo their initial relationship with her first husband who's dead now, v'tisyabim tzarasa, and let the Yavam perform Yibam with the tzarasa. Just remove the katana out of the picture, and she's no longer considered, the other wife's no longer considered tzarasa erva. So it must be that we don't say it uproots the initial marriage like Ula's suggesting. And Gemara says no. Normally it does, it always does. However, when it comes to tzarasa erva shining. We're more concerned there. You're right. Mikra din, the ketana can mion, remove herself, and then Yavam can marry the tzara. It's no longer tzaras erva. But once there's a chalos in this world of tzaras erva, we don't want the Yavam to marry the tzaras erva, even though she's not tzaras erva anymore. But since she once was tzaras erva, we're very sensitive to these things, and we don't allow the Yavam to marry the tzara, even though the ketana may have performed Yibam. That's just an extra concern and sensitivity that we have. The Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel, Mi'ana Bebal Mutaris La'aviva. So if this Mian perform to their husband, so she opts out, that Katana can marry her ex-husband's father. Because once Mian is there, it's as if she was never married to her first husband. So again, Katana is married to Reuven, let's say. And she does Mian to Reuven, they're no longer married. The Katana, when she gets older, can marry Yaakov, the father. That's allowed. Mian really ends the first relationship. However, when it comes to a Yavam, the Yavam Asura Le'aviv. By that case, if she does Yibam to her Yavam, she may not marry Yaakov. Why not? What's the difference? Alma, we see Bishas Nefila Nires Kikalasa. Because initially when the Zika was there, it looked like that the Katana had a Zika to Reuven. And then if she looks like a daughter-in-law of Yaakov now, if she goes ahead and does Mian and marries Yaakov, it looks bad. Hachanami b'shas nefila niras kataris bito. So that's why we're extra sensitive. But then the truth, Ula is correct, that when mian is effective, it undoes the nisu kamai, the first marriage, the first relationship, and that was his understanding of Beis Hillel. And now the Gemara says, Amar Rav. Rav says, mi'ana b'zeh asura l'zeh. If mian is performed to one of the brothers, that asks her to all the brothers. Look at Rashi, around halfway down the Rashi, it's a small Rashi here. Mi'ana yivama be'echan mina acham yivamim asurun l'kula. If she does yivam, rather mi'un, to just one of them, she's now usher to all the brothers. And the Gemara explains that Raya meet it's no different. To have a bailis haget. Bailis haget lav gaven itasre le lechad, itasre le lekula, hachanami loshna. In other words, if one of the brothers, the one of the Yavaman, give a get to the Yavama, she's not only possible to this Yavam, but she's possible to all the brothers. So to mean it's performed from her to one of the brothers, she's now possible to all of the brothers. So that's the connection Rav suggests. Shmuel Amar, mi'ana bazeh mutar sazeh. Just because she was married to one of the brothers, or there is zika to one of the brothers, and she doesn't mean it, does not disqualify her to the other brothers. Shmuel argues, v'lo dam yila bazeh get, it's not comparable to the case of the brother giving the get to her and pass her to all them. Because a balas get who the ka'avid ba, ha'chahi the ka'avid ba. That he, one of the brothers, does a ma'isa, he represents all the brothers, so he disqualifies all of them to her when a get is given. But here, when she does the mi'un, it's her. She says, Amr la, she says, ra'ina bach, lo ra'ina bacha, v'lo tafina bacha. I don't want to marry you. I don't want to marry this brother. However, I want to marry the other brother. So therefore, there's a distinction, says Shmuel, between Baal Saget and the Mir. That's Shmuel's understanding. Comes along Rav Asi. Rav Asi Amar, Mi'ana Bezeh, Mutaris Afilu Lo. So he says, not only when Mir's done, may he marry the other brothers, but may even that Yavam who received the Mir, she could marry as well. Doesn't disqualify anyone. So Gemara says, Lema Rabbi Ushai, must be old like Rabbi Shaya and Amud Aleph Svirlu. Damar Eino Mimaenis Lizikaso, that doesn't apply the Zika. Doesn't apply the Zika at all. So even if one does perform Mian, it has no effect. Doesn't work by a Zika. So Gemara says, not true. He doesn't necessarily hold like Rabbi Shaya. Maybe, Bechad Yavam Hachanami Dematsi Akram. Maybe, when there's one Yavam and one Yavama, in that case, maybe Rav Asi would say that Mian does work to undo that Zika, and it would be effective, and he couldn't marry her ever again. But Hacha, here our case is B'shnei Yavam, two brothers, Askinan, De'ein Mian L'chati Zika. So maybe Mian only can affect one Zika, but it can't affect half a Zika because there's another brother to deal with. In that case, he says, the Mian has no chalos on this brother, because there are two brothers in this case, and therefore she can go ahead and marry that Yavam anyways, the one whom she performed Mian to, because there's no chalos of the mean at all. So there's a bit of a tricky shock of attire. So then the Gemara says, Ki Asa Rabban came back from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. Amar, he quoted Rabbi Yochanan, Mi'ana Bazeh Mutaris La'achin, that if she does mean to one brother, she may marry the other brothers, V'lo Hodulo, but they did not agree in Babel to Rabbi Yochanan. Manu Hodulo, who did not agree? Amar Abaye, Rav didn't agree. Rav felt that she's Mutar not only to the other brothers, but even to he himself, she's Mutar too. And Rav Amar, no, Rabbi Shaya, Amrila, Rabbi Asi. So the Machlok is exactly how we paskin. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Beishamai Omen Befanav. The Machlok is in the Mishnah, whether or not Min must take place Befanav according to Beishamai, or according to Beis Hillel, Befanav and Afilu Shlo Befanav. So Tani, the Brisa says that Amrulay Hen Beis Hillel Beishamai. Falo Pishin Hagamal, Miana, he was some type of camel driver. Miana Isho, Shlo Befanav. They said to Beis Hillel, there wasn't there such a Maisa, where the woman performed the miyun not in the presence of her husband. Amru lehen beishame lebeis hillel pishin agamal b'mida kfusha madad l'fikach madad dilal b'mida kfusha. So apparently he acted improperly, and since the husband acted improperly, we allowed her to act improperly. In other words, even though normally miyun does need the presence of bezdin, they made a special exception by this particular case that even beishame was moda that it worked shlo b'fnei bezdin. So what do you do? So Gemara says, wait a second. The understanding is that he ate from the fruit of her field. He ruined her property. So Gemara says, wait a second. Midaka achil pirif. The fact that this husband was eating from a fruit, it must be pshita nesuhava. They must have been married. But how could that be? Don't we have another limitation of Beishamai? V'hamer Beishamai nesuah lo mimanis? So there are two problems here. One is that the Beishamai agreed that it could take place shlo b'fanav. Number two is they were married, and yet he allowed them to get married to do mian, even though there's nesuin. So what's going on here? And the Gemara says, Tre kitre avdibu. There are two things, because he was such a nasty guy, a nasty husband, they allowed him to override two normal limitations, Beis Shammai says. Number one is the fact they're married, even though in general, by Nisun, there is no mean, according to Beis Shammai. And number two is that even though it was Shlomo Fanav, still we were very make on this case, because he was seemed to be not a very nice guy, that this is an exception, but not a question to his general psak of requiring Bifanav, and also Nisun not allowing for mean. So then the Gemara says, Beis Shammai Omer b'fnei Bezim. So it's not how the Mishnah says, Chalitza v'mi'unin b'shlosh. The Mishnah, Masechah Sanhedrin says, both Chalitza and Mi'un require three people. Man Tana, who holds this way? Amar Rabba, Beis Shammai. This is the opinion of Beis Shammai. So you have to, b'fnei, but must be in the presence of Bezdin. So by Amar, afilu teima Beis Hillel. This is even like Beis Hillel. Ad kan lo kami Beis Hillel elo dilo b'inim mumchen. When Beis Hillel says you don't need a Bezdin, it means you don't need the experts on the Bezdin. About Shlosha, but you still need a few people to observe what's going on. Kidatanya, the Bryce says, Beis Shammai Omer b'fnei Bezdin, Beis Hillel b'fnei Bezdin, Shlomo b'fnei Bezdin, ve'elu modim shetar Shlosha. When Beis Hillel says you don't need Bezdin, you don't need a formal Bezdin, but you still need a few people to be there. So even he agrees to the mission of Masechet Sanhedrin that you need a Shlosha. Rabbi Yossi, Bar Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Machshir, and Mishnayim, they permit two people to oversee the Chalitza. And Amar of Yosef Bar Minumni, Amar of Nachman, Halacha goes to Zug. We actually had a Gemara a few days ago that says, Eino goes to Zug. We don't pass in that way. We actually require three people. So then the Gemara says, Beis Shammai Omrim Timain. You do Timain. This was then, Beis Shammai says, but Beis Hillel says she could do Mian four or five times and get remarried as many times as she wants. And when she's a Katana, Beis Shammai says, no. Once is Mian once. We wait for her to get married. And then she does Mian and gets married. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Baham Miana Chadazinna. Then Beis Shammai says she does Mian. Wait to get married, but why did she do a mean a second time? Again, this is the language of Beis Shammai. Amulem Beis Shammai in the Mishnah. Ein b'nos yisrael hefker, el mima enes, umam tenes asher tagdil, v'timayin v'tinase. Why is there a second mean when she gets older? So the Gemara answers that Amar Shmuel asher tagdil, v'tomer rotza ani b'mi'unim harishonim. We have to wait till she gets older, and then she has a das to say, when I didn't mean 3 years ago, I accepted, I really wanted that mean. Because when she didn't mean at 10 years old, let's say, that was still lacking full das. We let it take place. They separated. But it wasn't completely chal until she became a 12-year-old. And then she said, that what I didn't mean 2 years ago, 3 years ago, that was bedas, and that's what we have to wait till. Not she does, she doesn't do another mian. She just gives a stamp of approval of the mian when she's a gadola. Ulamar, no. Tarti katani. The two statements made in the Mishnah, two parts. O shetimari mitagdil v'tiares. Either she could get do mian when she's younger, get older, grow older, 12, and do Erisin. Osha Timar Mitinase La Alter. Or she could do Miyun and get married immediately. So Gemara said, Bishma, I understand. Ula Hainu the Kadani Acha Tagdi Vitinase. I get that one, that she should get older and get married. Ella, so that I understand the first shot of Ula. Ella Shmuel Acha Tagdil Vitomer Mibaile Kasha. So according to Shmuel, however, it should be until she gets the first answer, Shmuel, it should be until she gets older and she says something. If she has to give the approval, it should say the Mishnah, Acha Tagdi V'tomer. That doesn't make sense according to Shmuel. But according to Ula, who says you get older and get married, that works much nicer according to the Mishnah. Just look at Rashi for a second to clarify the Tarti Katani. Rashi writes Tarti Katani according to Ula, there are two avenues in the Mishnah. Tarti Katani, Lav L'mehader L'mayin Zimna Charisa. Not to say that she doesn't mean a second time. Ella tarti mile nina, the two different statements. Mima enes mam tenes miliares laacher achitagdi kdeshlo tachsa vitamin bisheini, that she should do mian and wait to get engaged until she's older, so she doesn't require a mian a second time when she's still younger, so the heirs must be older. Oh, in ratzis al linasi mima enes, or she could get married now, the baal right away, vitinasi la alter, the silo mima enes le beis shamai di nesu. This beis shamai talking, because he holds by nesuin, there's no mian. So either as a katana, she could do mian and get married right now as a 10-year-old, because mian's not an option, or she could wait to get married and to get older and engage when she's older, and then she won't have mian either once she's a gadola as well, even though it's only erisim. And then to finish off with the Mishnah, the bottom of the Mishnah says that Ezi Katana Shetricha Lemayin, what is the type of girl who requires Mirim? Kol She Siua Ima Vachiv. If the father dies, so her mother or brothers, or both of them maybe, marry her off, the Daita, according to she gave consent, but she was still Katana, so she's allowed to use Mirim at some point until she gets a Gadola. He Siua Shalol Daita Eino Tricha Lemayin. If they marry her off against her will, then there's no need for Mirim. There's no Chalos in the first place. She has to have some consent at her age. Rabbi Hanina ben Antignus Omer Kol Tinoka She'ena Yochol Lishmor V'Kidusheha If she's not old enough to watch over her kedushin, she doesn't know what that means even. So even if it is with her das, that means she has no das and it's not chal either. There must be some level of das for the kedusha ketana to take effect. Rabbi Lazar Omer, ein masa ketana klum, emek kimefuta. The actions of a ketana are meaningless. It's as if she was convinced by someone. Bas Yisrael lekohen lo tocha b'truma. If Bas Yisrael marries a kohen, we don't view that as being a marriage of a ketana, and therefore she cannot eat truma. And a bas kohen Yisrael, even though normally bas kohen marries Yisrael can't eat truma anymore, but if it's a ketana, she can be tocha b'truma because we don't view that as being married, so she's still part of her family's house as a bas kohen and may eat truma. Depends where the ikva comes from. What does that even mean? So you look at Rashi, kol ikva, kol mashihi mukeves etzlo, bishvilo, kilo hi ishto, and the Gemara is going to explain what that means, so we'll hold off on that piece. And then finally, we'll just do a few lines of Gemara onto Daf Kuf Ches. It runs really quickly here. Amar Vihuda, Amar Levi Masis, we have the Braisa that says, Tana, the initially Barishona, how you kosen get mien? What was the get of a mien? If she refused, she opted out. What was the nusach? Lo ra'ayin abay, v'lo v'tzavin abay. I don't want him. I don't want to be with this man. V'les anabay, listens hapilei. And I don't want to marry this guy. Just a few different terms of saying the same thing. I don't want him. I don't want to be with him. I don't want to marry him. Kevin the chazi the nafesh dibura. Since it was so excessive, very verbose, Amri, they said, also the chluve begita, they're going to confuse it with a get. And we don't want this to be considered a get here at all. And therefore, they made it much more terse. They said, "V'yom ploni, miyana plonis, bas ploni, ban pana," in this particular, in front of us, and that was the new nusach of the get of Amin. Okay, we will stop here, and everyone have a wonderful day.